What it do? It is episode 4 of the podcast. Finally, episode 4. It's been a long journey, long journey. Trying to be more consistent. I know this is the second podcast of the week, so I'm probably gonna keep putting out content as much as I can until I get more on a consistent basis. So without further ado, man, let's get into the podcast, episode 4. Here we go. Brandon Moore at it again. So it is another podcast. Kind of wanted to talk about a little bit of self-reflection. You know, what brought this up was, you know, a lot of times we kind of go through our day and we don't really look back and look at the pros and cons of, you know, what do we do in that day. And, you know, I was kind of, you know, working out today, and, you know, I listen to podcasts when I'm, you know, when I'm working out, when I'm training. And I just started to reflect on, you know, life and decisions I made and things of that nature. And it brought up a little bit of clarity, you know, things I can improve on. You know, am I going in a good direction? You know, and I like to do this pretty much every day. You know, and a lot of the books I read, it talks about writing down your goals pretty much daily, so that you stay on track and so that, you know, you always know what your end state is. You always know what you're looking for. And so I think that self-reflection and just looking at, you know, where you're at and how your day went, how your week went. And so that's one thing I want to actually implement, especially with the podcast, you know, because I want to become more consistent with the podcast. You know, every time I feel as if I got something to say, I'm going to make a podcast. And, you know, the podcast is just basically going to be over, you know, I guess, I have no idea what the podcast is going to be. I'm just going to make freaking podcasts and, you know, figure it out. Nobody's listening. Don't matter how, you know, somebody will listen eventually. And until they do, I'll continue to struggle and, you know, put out some type of content. But yeah, man, self-reflection, just, you know, looking at, you know, how the day went. And, you know, like today I started off with a workout, shoulder workout. You know, I've been kind of, you know, I remember when I first started on my journey of entrepreneurship and I started my business, I was like doing a crap ton of research while I was at work, working my 9-to-5, which isn't 9-to-5 because I work different hours, but I was doing a lot of like business work on company time. I'm not saying that's bad or that I won't do it again, but, you know, I wasn't making the most of it, because when I got home, you know, I just watched a lot of videos and I listened to a lot of videos and, you know, information overload, but I wasn't making actionable items, actionable steps. You know, actually looking back on, did I do this? Did I do that? You know, did I do this? Did I implement this? You know, things that I was actually hearing in these videos and watching and listening to in these podcasts and things like that. And so what, you know, but now I found that, you know, taking, you know, a step back and you know, when I learned something, implement it. You know, like I'm reading From Good to Great right now. Really good book. Learning a lot from it. You know, actionable items. Things that I can do, you know, that improve right now. You know, trying to stay consistent. You know, not to accept and know and things like that. But going back to, you know, starting my business and actually having a job and working on a lot of it while I was at work, you know, it didn't necessarily affect me at work. Well, it actually did because I wasn't focused on that. It did give me opportunity to put more time into building my website and working on things like that. Now, I didn't necessarily brand myself as well as I could have, because there was only so much I was going to do while I was at work, but it gave me opportunity to kind of look at some stuff like that, and really focus on getting the website to where it needs to be so that I can put it out to the general public. You know, but that business failed because, again, I wasn't reflecting on, you know, I wasn't really looking at the analytics, looking at how many people came to the website. Well, I did, but I wasn't really giving it the attention it needed. I was like, so this many people came to the website today. But I wasn't really like, okay, this many people came, you know, how many do I need to convert? Or typical conversion rate is this? I didn't really break it down. I wasn't running ads based off of, you know, what I wanted my business to do. I was running my ads just off of whatever. And if I had reflected on my day, reflected on these things, I probably would have done a lot better in that business. And so, you know, the reflection comes from not only the performance of that day, but, you know, what do I need to do in order to get to the point where I am successful? And so that's one thing that I want to take going forward. So every night, you know, as I read, you know, I'm not just reading, you know, going over. I'm reading, like, actually, you know, studying this material, looking at it, trying to understand what it is it's telling me and applying it to my own life, you know. Because, you know, one thing I learned from, I think it was a podcast, was that, I can't remember which one, but it was talking about how reading books can be like, you know, you can be like a school lesson. You know, you can learn from them, not just by reading. Like, I don't read books just to read them. I read books to take advantage of the information. So while I'm reading them, you know, I got my Sharpie out, you know, I'm highlighting things, you know, I'm reading it again, because sometimes I read and I start daydreaming because I'm thinking about other stuff. But, you know, when I do that, I go and I reread what I just looked over so that I can really understand and fully take in that lesson, you know. Like, there was a quote in there, but I can't remember what it is, but because it's been a few hours, but it was talking about, you know, just pretty much failure breeding success, you know, and how a lot of times we get caught up in, you know, I don't want to fail, but hey, failing is all right. It's accepting failure that makes you a failure. Accepting failing makes you a failure. Failing does not make you a failure. When you then accept that you are not at the level that you can be or could be, you know, that's just, you know, being constructive, being hard on yourself. When you say, you know what, I suck, you know, I can't do better than what I am, then that is a problem, because now you're accepting being less than what you really are and what your potential is. But that's just a quick message, man. You know, I just want to put that out there. Have a great day. Be blessed.